This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and it's time to chat some nutrition with a previous visitor to the podcast, Anshin Clark, joining us once again. Nutrition, vitally important to keep you fueled and going at an Ironman and getting to Kona. Anshin, you mentioned your day at Kona didn't go according to plan. Do you think your nutrition plan had anything to do with that?
I'm still not sure. I think there was quite a bit of swell on race day. I found out afterwards a lot of people were sick in the water as well. So I do think I suffer a bit from seasickness and big swells. In the meantime, I have started doing what they call C bands. So it works on pressure points. So because, I mean, you could take seasick tablets, but I find, that it makes me drowsy, which has obviously got a negative effect on your racing. So yeah, I think nutrition plan, maybe there wasn't anything wrong with the nutrition plan. It's just that I didn't compensate for, the swell on race day.
Well, let's talk about nutrition and some of the important do's and don'ts. What's the biggest thing that you've, or the biggest lesson you've learned around nutrition when doing an Ironman?
I saw a nutritionist early on when I started doing my first Ironman, and she made it clear to me that I wasn't getting enough protein. So I used to eat relatively smaller portions, and I would probably just eat one protein meal a day, which is not enough, for endurance athlete. So I definitely, I started upping my protein. But very much for me, it's listen to your body. My body, I'm so in tune with my body. My body tells me exactly what I need. I try and focus on nutrient dense, food. So, lots of leafy greens. It really helps with, cortisol buildup in the body. It really helps getting rid of lactic acid buildup from endurance training. Yeah, it's just a matter of listening to your body. And for me, I'm very much in tune with my body. So it tells me what I need.
One thing I take out of chatting to you, Anshin, is that you asked for help along the way. I mean, you got yourself a swim coach, you got yourself an overall sort of athletic coach, you spoke to a dietitian and nutritionist before. How important would you say it is, particularly from a nutrition point of view, that somebody does get help? We've spoken about the swim coaching and the general coaching, but nutrition is something a lot of people neglect and they don't really dig too deep in. But it's almost that nutrition's the fourth discipline of triathlon, and if you get that wrong, it can mess up the other three.
Yeah, it's almost more important than the rest. The biggest part of endurance training is obviously, you know, how quickly your body recovers. And your body will never recover properly from just sleep. You need the proper food as well to recover. You need the protein to rebuild the muscle. I think it's very, very important to seek some help at some level, just to understand that you doing all the right things.
And it's an experiment of one. I mean, we all very, very different, and we all respond differently to the same sort of stimulus. You need to, like you say, I mean, you're in tune with your body. You need to figure out what works for you.
Yeah. So for instance, it's highly recommended to, you know, dairy products also helps with recovery. It's recommended to get a lot of pulses in for protein. My body doesn't cope well with either. So I, especially when I ramp up my training, I actually have to cut out dairy completely. Now that my training volume has dropped, I'm fine. I can take on dairy. So again, it's about listening to your body and understanding just there's no rule for everyone. You know, some people respond well to dairy, other people don't.
Brilliant. Anshin Clark, thank you so much for your time once again on the Kona Edge. We look forward to catching up again soon. And thanks for everything.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to put in world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on thekonaedge.com/nutrition seminar.